B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Block takes the snap and throws the deep ball down the right side for Patrick. Patrick pushes off, receives the pass along the near sideline, and he's got a lone gainer inside the Patriots 30. Third and long two. He takes a shotgun snap, throws the screen, left the ball, batted, and it's
that's an interception.
Caught with a diving interception. Deflected at the line. Play fake by Lock. Drop back. He fires a long ball down the right side for Patrick. It's open for the catch. Deep strike inside the 45. Shotgun snap to Newman. Extra rush is coming. It's in trouble. Tries to move up. He's brought down. Sacked again by Denver. One last time for Drew Lock. He takes the right knee of the Denver Broncos.
It's a bad loss. It's a bad loss.
And into Foxborough. And they go back home with a win over the Pats by the 18-12. Final.
See what you did there. Did you get it, Zoe?
You're waiting for the big pop. And you get it.
18-12 overture for an 18-12 game. Creative.
Oh. Not a lot of 18. That sounds like one of my like jackass sarcastic score predictions. Pats win 12-11, you know?
Yeah.
18-12. 18-12. You ever remember an 18-12 football game?
Nope.
No. Outside of high school?
Nope. Don't see a lot of those.
It's like two bad high school teams playing and none of them could kick extra points.
Right.
It ends up 18-12.
It's three touchdowns is how they got to 18.
Three to two touchdowns.
Yeah. All they
you
did,
win 3-2.
Instead, all they did was kick yesterday.
Yeah, 18-12 with nothing but touchdowns. That would be the high school game. 617-779-0985. Ed and Quincy leads us off this hour. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, Coach. How you
Bruce
doing?
Arena.
Maybe this point has already been brought up, but I was watching the game at my parents' house. 89-year-old father said it's one of the worst Patriots games he's seen in a long time.
I agree.
But anyways, it was 16-3 halftime, right?
12-3.
Was Coach McDaniel on the sideline in the second half?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, where was the sense of urgency, and why not no huddle offense, shotgun, and you know, two of those passes were batted right at the line of scrimmage. They had to open up the offense more and have Cam try to throw the ball 15, 20 yards downfield.
All right, let's go with this. What about the tempo of the offense in the second half?
I think your hands are tied because you go up-tempo, that means you're starting to throw on first and second, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you get two incomplete passes, you're three and out, and now you're screwed. I don't think they have the pieces to go no huddle.
They also haven't practiced in 2 weeks. They're probably out of conditioning a little bit.
Yeah, and it also takes me back to the Chiefs game, like the end of that game. No sense of urgency, no huddle. I just don't think they have the pieces to do it. Why didn't they throw a screen to Burkhead yesterday? Why didn't they throw one ball to Burkhead? Like, that guy can catch. That guy's good in the screen game. How many screens they run? Oh, got intercepted. We won't go back to that early in the game. That's part of it, too. You screw up a screen, we're not going to call a screen yet.
Edelman threw a good screen pass to White.
Again, to the caller's point, why aren't you doing something different there? They threw the kitchen sink out. They used two razzle-medazzle trick-em-dick-em plays there. They got him. They already unloaded the kitchen sink. Week 5. 2 out of 1 passes. Ooh. Didn't you just ask me, isn't Edelman going to throw one of those on Friday? I think you did. He's going to throw the ball. You know he's going to throw one of these soon.
You got it twice. Yay.
Long ones. Those are long ones.
Connor in Seattle. Hi, Connor.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Good.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the passing on DK Metcalf with the 32nd pick.
We've done this 14 times, Connor. He's calling all the way from Seattle to throw that in our face. They shouldn't have drafted N'Keal Harry is what it's about. That draft class, we've gone over this probably 100 times. Yes, the entire draft class of the top 8 guys taken in the draft, we'd take any one of them not named N'Keal Harry over N'Keal Harry. I'd even take Hunter Renfrow, which is the 149th pick or something. I would take him over N'Keal Harry.
I would take Hunter Renfrow over him. Because that means
Why not? You
would have a slot and you'd still be empty on the outside.
Yeah, but you'd have a slot receiver. You'd have at least a piece going forward that you know is good. You're still left with the same problem, but you have at least another problem solved. Edelman's not going to be here, you know, maybe not next year, year after, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? You'd at least have a problem solved.
They'll go to Tampa.
You have no problem solved for receivers on this team for next year. None going forward. Do you know what the debate was off the air pregame between Gasper and I? We have a lot of side debates where we yell.
I do not, because I wasn't there.
Yeah, how many years does N'Keal Harry last in the NFL?
Hmm.
And how much playing time is he getting as a result of his draft position as opposed to him earning the playing time? And if N'Keal Harry were on a team with any legitimate receivers, does he get on the field? Those are the kinds of conversations you can have about that guy year two.
Yesterday, who do you put on the field? Do you put Judy and Patrick on the field, or do you put N'Keal Harry out there instead of one of them?
Judy and Patrick.
The two receivers you played against yesterday.
Yeah, I'd take either one of them.
Okay. Like, that's your answer right there. He ain't lasting long.
And those aren't exactly studs that you're naming.
Judy's pretty good.
Yeah, Judy is.
I'll take that Patrick. He can play.
Yeah.
He goes after the ball. I'll take him. He gets open. He fights for it. Sure.
Yeah, no, Judy's going to be good. He is.
Yeah.
But no, I'd take either one of them.
Yeah.
He's not going to last. You can't do this forever. You can't do this for 3 years in the league.
It's very easy.
Expect to have a career.
It's very easy to play this game. So every week you look at the other top three receivers that the team has. You tell me if he should be on the field instead of one of those other three guys.
They're invested in him because of where he was picked.
They're screwed.
But if at any point they start adding real players here, he's not going to last. How does he make a roster elsewhere where they don't care about where he was picked? Where they just go, can you play or not?
San Fran this week. Look at their top three. Tell me if he should play instead of one of those three.
Oh, go through the whole league. Which team?
I'm saying you're going to do this every
week.
What
other lineup in the league can he crack right now?
Baltimore? It's Hollywood Brown and three tight ends. It's more of a tight end-based offense, though, because of the quarterback. I was going to say San Diego. L.A. Chargers? Jets! Maybe the Jets.
Those are the teams you can play on right now.
Jets.
Josh in Worcester on this. Hey, Josh.
Yeah, I was going to ask on N'Keal Harry, but it sounds like you just gave me the answer there. I mean, Zoe, what do you see from him? Does this guy have any potential, or is he just, do you just write him off and then you can then start playing Jacoby Myers and Gunner and these other guys that aren't getting any snaps?
No, he's better than Myers, but I mean, he's a niche guy, meaning he's got this skill set that is a strength, strong hands. And he's kind of like a big possession guy that's not going to break away or ever get yards after catch. He's not a deep threat. They don't even attempt to throw the ball to him on a fade, a post, anything. Barely thrown in cut. I think that was like first in cut of the year. They'll run him on drags. He can run a drag route. What's his strengths? Get the ball in his hands and let him run downhill a little bit. Try and run over someone. No, I mean, we've...
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at something else. I'm going to play for you in a minute.
It's frustrating because he should be a hell of a lot more than for where they got him. He should be getting much, much better results.
We had Ed and Quincy to start the segment, and you said, hey, what's up, coach? Right?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Arena?
Correct.
Have a listen.
Went right over Ed's head. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
It's pretty close.
I think Bruce is
calling. You said it as soon as I said, yeah, it's Bruce Arena. But yeah. I mean, it's the first thing we both thought of.
Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
It's
morning, coach.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
It lasted for like another sentence or two after that. He still sounded
it's very polite, classy. I like callers like that. Gentlemen, good afternoon, good morning. Be nice to address people that way.
Pleasantries.
Etiquette.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls coming up. Sounds of Sunday coming up later this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newton under center from the 25. White in the back. Newton with a play fake. Dwight drops back. He throws to the near side. The ball is tipped and intercepted. Caught by the falling Bryce Callahan, who rises and then runs down the left sideline and is eventually shoved out of bounds near the Patriot 20-yard line. And in fact, with Denver procuring its third takeaway of the day, they're going to mark him out along the near side with the Broncos celebrating.
At least Harry got a target.
The end zone to our left.
The defender plays right through the receiver, the bigger, more physical receiver, wanted the football, wanted it more, and went and took it.
Comical at that point for you, so.
He's just seen him fall. Keep falling upfield like, oh, I'm gonna catch my feet. You got deer on ice.
617-779-0985. Stan in Medfield on the Broncos performance yesterday. Yes.
That ball doesn't get tipped. I think that guy still makes the play. Just based on the angle he took and where Harry was heading.
That.
Where Harry wasn't coming back down to help the quarterback. He was continuing to go upfield towards the sideline.
As you said earlier, Harry not picking up his feet.
Yeah.
Not running well. Not running particularly hard. And he gets tripped up with a...
Runs 12 yards upfield from the left, all the way across the field, and then falls down.
A hand touching his hip, and he hits the deck hard. He was toast. Two targets yesterday. One was that pick. The other one was the final play on offense.
Whew.
Stan in Medfield. Sorry about that. Take it away.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, just let's be clear. This was the Denver Broncos team that we were supposed to beat a couple weeks ago with those two other quarterbacks playing for us. And
yes.
Even we could have stepped in there and played quarterback and beaten this Denver Broncos team. So
unfairly. I mean, they would have had Rippon. I mean, Locke would not have played that game. So it would have been Rippon versus Hoyer or Stidham.
Should we revisit Jim's take that Hoyer would have been the one to guide the Patriots to a steady victory over the Broncos? That's unfair. Yeah. I'm just being a jerk.
Why is it unfair?
Because they lost with Cam Newton and looked terrible doing it.
Wait a minute.
So you think Brian Hoyer, one of those other guys
yesterday may have helped them win?
Did the offense look better yesterday with Cam Newton or in Kansas City with Brian Hoyer? Outside of the turnovers, Kansas City. It was more consistent. I actually was kind of seeing Zoe's point of view from the summer yesterday saying, all right, it's a little more stable. It's chaotic. Yesterday was a chaotic offense.
Did you think that at any point there was a chance we saw Jarrett Stidham in the second half yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I did not. And you know why I say that? Because Cam sprung those big runs.
How would Denver have reacted if they put Stidham in the game? They game planned for Cam Newton only.
They would have probably sat back and went cover two.
All right, let's
keep it in front because that means they're going to throw it.
What if it were like for a couple of plays, you know, just to mix it up? So something you talked about before we ever got to the season, like, is there a possibility they use multiple quarterbacks?
Yeah, Reese said that too.
He did?
Yeah.
When?
I think Mike Reese wrote about that right prior to the start of the season too. Don't be surprised.
Oh, I thought you meant like this week.
No, multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. It was sort of something we kicked around. I thought yesterday trailing second half, it might have been something they kicked around. Like, what
see,
are we
that would only be
here?
If like Cam was gassed and it was effects of COVID.
Well, okay, but they could have made that case. Oh, you know what? We wanted to sort of protect Cam. He's first game back, a little rusty, a little tired.
What about after the Luminor hit? Like, right there, he gets cracked. You know, almost breaks his back. I give Cam credit for this, for when he got clocked the one time and he really took a shot to the legs.
Yep.
And ball went out. He busted his ass to go get that ball.
Yeah, a little different from the Super Bowl, huh?
Well, that's what you're required to do, and that tells me he's buying in here. That's a requirement.
Or he just learned from that moment in the Super Bowl and never wants to be that guy again.
Good for him.
Even, you know.
That's good. That's good.
May have happened before he ever arrived.
I mean, you don't want to pop. Like, there's good things that happen. Like, that's busting your ass. That you're supposed to do.
It's weird. Their offense is Cam when Cam's on the field.
Yeah.
That's their offense. But when Cam wasn't on the field, we saw a glimpse that they spread the ball around a little bit with Hoyer and Stidham a little bit.
I mean, what you're talking about, where did they look better? You can make the case that there was more adversity to face in Kansas City than there was yesterday.
But, I mean, you had the one
adversity yesterday was that you didn't have practice time.
You had the one opportunity off the double move with Demir Byrd, too, who got by the corner with no safety help, and he was open for a touchdown. Cam underthrew him to the inside. Like, that's one he's going to want to have back, too.
Kansas City.
Cam can make that throw.
You had uncertainty the weekend of.
Yeah.
You had multiple flights. You had sort of all kinds of chaotic things happening. You had to go on the road. That in and of itself is more than being at home. And, yeah, the offense did look better in the Kansas City
game. I would just like to see them with Cam spread the ball around more. It feels like he targets in on a couple guys each game, and that's the game plan for the entire game. Is like, okay, we're going to roll with these three guys.
I thought Harry was his guy. They take him under your wing.
Like, but not in this game plan.
Not yesterday.
He threw a pass to Byrd down the left sidelines that he completed. Asiasi probably could have gone 50 yards on that play. He released in the flat, and everybody was downfield. There was nobody around to cover
him. Where's the functioning tight end on this roster, though?
You have none.
Okay. Jake in Cranston. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. I noticed that our snap cadence yesterday was very predictable. Almost all of our passing plays, I feel like the Broncos blitzers were sprinting up the line with perfect timing, especially that last play in the game. And I also think that next week, the Niners, it's a tough matchup for us. They have a lot of horizontal speed with Samuel, Mustard, Coleman, a lot of drag routes, a lot of screens. So I think
they got defensive speed, too. Those Rams receivers, they could run. Those guys can run. I think we're going to match up with us. Probably quite well.
So you're calling this a loss this week?
No.
Oh.
No. I expect the Patriots to bounce back.
I can't believe the early line.
I it's a head scratch. Well,
it's changed.
They got to travel and late game.
What's it at now?
Let me check.
It's got to be down to three.
It's three.
Yeah.
Patriots minus
two in
three.
One day.
It opened up at minus five.
I can't believe they're still favorites.
Like, it's like, did you watch those two games yesterday? Do you see how those two teams are playing?
I'll let you make the pick now for our Friday pick 'em. If you want to take the points now. Take the three now because you know that sucker's going to go down to pick 'em. Take the Niners and three.
But I think that, again, is a belief in the Patriots that they will not look as bad as they did yesterday.
Come on.
No possible way they look that way again.
Come on.
I can't buy that.
I'll give you the Niners and three right now.
I can't be convinced of that.
Right now. You ain't going to have it on Friday. You can have it now, though. Make your pick right now. Make it.
So that's you displaying some confidence in the Patriots to bounce back.
Yeah.
Take it, Artie.
Take the three. Make me look like an ass.
No,
next Monday.
Make a side bet.
Are we? Yeah,
I can't. If you take that, I can't take the Patriots though. That's because that works against what we're trying to do. We want to win. We all want to win.
Are you going to take the Patriots?
No, I can't. If you take the Niners, I can't take the Patriots.
Well, I don't want to stop you from taking the Patriots.
I'm not going to take the Patriots. I'm not touching it.
I don't know.
I don't like them enough to touch a game. Yeah, I like the team. I just don't know. I expect them to bounce back.
What are the Lions laying at the Falcons next week? I might put all my eggs in that basket.
See, I think Bill's going to go get Jimmy. Patriots can lock up their receivers. That's the difference here, too.
Lions and Patriots, same record, by the way, 2-3. Like the Lions.
How hard do you think Belichick's going to game plan against Ayuk in this game?
Ayuk is on fire.
Just to show that the difference between him and Harry isn't as much as we think it is.
We don't need no water. I'd worry about Samuel.
He doesn't have the luxury of game planning and style points and saving face about, you know, receiver versus receiver right now. If I were him, any conversation involving Nikhil Harry would be about, I don't know, figuring out a way to give him the ball a little bit, a couple of times, maybe a target.
I agree with you.
Maybe more than how many targets all told did Nikhil Harry have yesterday?
Two, the interception two. And the fourth down at the end of the game.
The two plays he fell down on, both.
That last pass wasn't Nikhil Harry's fault.
That was Cam. That's not on Nikhil. That's on Cam. That's an in-cut. You never run a return route 20 yards downfield. You know, it's not in the game plan. Ever. It's one thing Belichick can do. He can make the quarterback nervous. He can get after Jimmy. You might not be able to, you don't have enough pieces to, because they have so much to game plan against one guy and take him out. You go get the quarterback, though.
By the way, force
him into some turnovers because you could lock up. You could play man in this game. Play man.
Some of those comeback routes, though, credit to you for pointing out on the broadcast yesterday, throwing those flat-footed. It's like that, you know, that's a spot throw, and it's got to be right there. And if you're throwing it either flat footed or off the back foot, it's going to come up short. And you know, that's the one you can't really afford to have come up all that short because the receiver's coming back to it anyway.
Yeah. Like, see, but that, I mean, that stuff is, I don't say fixable, but that's stuff you work on. Like, you know, Jed Fish and those guys, we got to get our legs in it. That could be being stagnant for 2 weeks. You know, shelved. You're not around. Now he looked flat-footed and lazy yesterday.
What about the release point on his passes for those balls batted at the line of scrimmage?
Can't change it, I don't think. I think he is mechanically drops the shoulder so much because I think of the surgeries that, like I said, that dip, that back dip of that right shoulder, and then it's not coming out over the top. It's ear hole.
It's still, I mean.
You go from 6'5 to 6'1.
6'5. You know, you don't even have to be up here. It's just, you know,
6'5 to 6'1.
Here should be enough.
Be like me playing basketball against you or Billy Lanny, you know?
I think I might take Lanny in a basketball game against you.
Lanny would take your legs out, though. See, that's the difference. Low center.
Lanny's
gravity.
Probably got a pretty sweet, like, 12-foot outside shot.
He's not falling.
Zoe versus Lanny one-on-one. I think I might go Lanny.
Dude, I'd make it rain all day, Jim.
Zoe versus Lanny.
I would dunk on
basketball.
Lanny. I'd dunk on Lanny.
You're not dunking on anyone.
Nine-foot rim.
You want to try to dunk once, you're going to lose the game because you're not going to be able to move the rest of the game.
You dunk a donut. It's the only thing you're dunking.
Stop it. I don't like donuts. Not a donut eater. Dunk me some steak, though.
What?
Dunk me some steak in that horseradish sauce.
Yes, exactly.
In your glass of wine. You know I have soft teeth.
Sounds of Sunday are coming up at 12:50. We'll get back to your thoughts on the Patriots game from yesterday. Did the Patriots offense get exposed the way the Broncos were blitzing them all day? We'll get to that. More on it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
So, did the Patriots offense with Cam Newton get exposed in a way by the blitz yesterday? They brought it early and often. And it was very disruptive.
And I don't think it's his inability to read it. That's not to take it that way. It's why don't we layer yours back against these guys? Which goes to show you that Seattle game may be an anomaly. Remember how geeked we were after that Seattle game? Seattle's defense just that bad because they got torched for like 4 weeks straight. Would you play base defense against this team?
No, especially not after yesterday.
Here's what I'm starting to think. It's what I worry about. Like, we look at Baltimore. Baltimore is a team that is built to play out in front. They're not a comeback team. Meaning when they got to go like hurry up or sense of urgency, we saw it against the Chiefs. We saw it last year in the playoffs. You don't want to be one of those teams that, man, you need to score first. And the Patriots have not scored first in three of the last four games. No first quarter points. Like they gotta get on the board early. I think they get on the board early. I think it helps them. And they get rolling. It's all confidence, too. Tell me confidence on the outside. Who wins for you? Like, you got to have a go-to guy. Other than Edelman. Take Edelman out of it. We know Edelman, but for what he is. Who's your go-to guy? Tight end on the pop pass? Zasiasi? You didn't look to him, even though Jim said he could have ran 50 yards?
No.
Is it Nikhil? No. I think Nikhil could win on a slant.
It's Demir Bird.
Like, you could throw the comeback to
Demir
Bird.
Your answer is Demir Bird.
You could throw the deep. It feels to me, and this is the worst part of it, that Demir Bird is your best route runner.
Yep.
he can at least get out there and function. When I say, give me a functioning tight end, that guy can function at wide receiver. You run a slant.
Outside
run
the
a
numbers, though, right? He's only pretty much outside the numbers.
That's his job, though. You know what I mean? Nikhil can run a slant. Nikhil's got to do something else other than a slant. Why have they stopped the fade stop throws to him, the back shoulder? Why? Did you see the coverage yesterday? Just disrespecting a 10-yard cushion? Just giving him a free release. Go, just play off him. I'm not going to throw to him. If somebody's 10 yards off, you know what Brady would do? Look down the line, take the snap, right dart, right down it, right down the line, stick it on him, do something, make a play. Like, he should catch that ball, be able to run that corner over. He's not going to make a miss. Man, not going to make a man miss. Man, run a man over. Nikhil can do that. They need to do more things than Nikhil can do. Where's the jet sweep handed to him? You know?
That's Zuber's job that's, now.
Now it's Zuber's job. Now you bring. Now
rightfully so.
I understand that, but I'm saying you got to get the ball in his hands to attempt to have him, to allow him to make a play through 57 freaking snaps instead of the two attempts we saw yesterday. And both he fell down on. Motion him into the backfield and toss him the ball. Go, run a sweep. And he's got some power to him.
But when you can't run, it. This team's hosed. But no shot.
He can do like those little things. I'm not saying like five times a game. Like, you remember when the Patriots didn't have running back, what'd they do? Cordarrelle Patterson, get in here, motion him in the backfield. Shoot, we'll run him off tackle. I'll toss it to him. Now, I don't want to kill Harry to turn into Cordarrelle Patterson, but Cordarrelle Patterson's a pretty damn good pro. He's lasted and won some games. Kick returner and wideout. I remember the post route he ran down in Miami. I don't think Nikhil can run a skinny post. Patterson can at least do that. Like, that's functioning as a receiver. There's got to be things you see that, okay, we can do this. And that's the job of the coordinator, to figure that out five games in. What do we do well? They got to get back to doing what they do well. I think they run the ball well. They didn't commit to the run yesterday. Damian Harris, with rest, only had 12, was in 12 snaps. He ran his ass off in Kansas City. How do you run your ass off in Kansas City and then you get shelved? Game plan. No screens to Burkhead. You know. James White's trying to make plays. Like, you don't have to worry about that guy. You don't have to worry about Burkhead. It's not like you don't have guys that aren't coming to play. Just like you're beating your head against the wall at times with some of the stuff. It's frustrating.
Brandon's in Boston today on Cam Newton. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? So it doesn't look like it's really working for Cam Newton here, or it's not working for Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. I think Baker Mayfield has the right mechanics to win.
So you wouldn't give Cam a $30 million extension right now?
If you want a quarterback that can just run and not throw the ball, you're going to be in deep trouble. So I think Baker Mayfield would be a perfect fit for the Patriots. Good coaching staff here. He has the right mechanics. His QB rating's higher. He's got a good passing rating.
You see his skill players? Do you see his skill players?
Stop.
Do you see his skill players?
Yeah, Odell
Jarvis
Beckham
Landry.
Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Jarvis Landry. Yeah, put them on the Patriots right now, and we'll see if Cam can throw the ball. He'll figure it out.
Chubb?
Yeah, break. Baker, what?
Three
what
functioning
doing?
Tight ends? Not one, three. Yeah.
Sean is in Dorchester. Hi, Sean.
Hi, guys. You guys have been hitting on the receivers, too. But also, on the other side of the ball, linebacker. My issue with the Patriots at linebacker is, and we saw it, this is going back to the Eagles Super Bowl, where Corey Clement, I think, got 100 yards receiving. They don't have any speed at that level. And it seems like when the running back gets around the edge is set, there's no linebacker there who can move sideline to sideline to meet him. It's always a positive yard play. I just wanted those take on that.
I think that's across the league, though. I think when you get a back that can break containment and turn a corner, you know, you're chasing dogs out there now, and that's from all positions. And I know where you're heading here with Bentley. I think Bentley, you know, look at some of the plays yesterday, picking and shooting gaps and run blitzing him and going straight forward. That's his forte, not sliding left to right in pass coverage. And you have enough strong safeties that are now down where you're a sub-team. You're predominantly a nickel defense. So you could combat that with that. I think John Simon and Winovich can play. Like, Simon's a good, He's a good veteran player that understands. He got caught twice yesterday, but for the most part, he's in the right place most of the time. And same, so is Winovich. So there's stuff to work with there. And you just got to nitpick when and you take Bentley off the field and when you don't. And, you know, get Phillips. Phillips came to play yesterday. That guy was a possessed man. Adrian Phillips played hard yesterday. And Duggar's playing more now down in there. There's things you could do down there. I'm not, like, linebacker right now. It's not like, oh, my God, we don't have the linebackers. You don't have a tight end. You don't have receivers. I'd rather have an interior big guy than I would a linebacker defensively. If you're going to go defense to get help, that's all.
We've got the Sounds of Sunday coming up next, and I hear we've got a really loaded slate of sound that is coming your way from everything that went down in football yesterday. So that is coming up next. You don't want to miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stupid is what stupid does.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
Zolak and Bertrand, Sounds of Sunday. Hearing all the play-by-plays.
Hello.
I feel like Bowie.
We listen to them every Monday.
Hello, chap.
Zoe Beatles, Sounds of Sunday.
Get some jam for your tea and toast. Hear me, mateys.
That's Australian.
Right. You guys ruined that song. And you,
no,
said,
you ruined it.
Neither one of you knew the song.
I was not familiar with that.
Horrendous, horrendous tune. There's so many better tunes.
Every day is like, are you kidding? Morrissey?
Are we allowed?
I like Morrissey, and I've never heard that song.
Are we allowed back in the studio to record a new Sounds
no,
of Sunday?
No, should track? Do that.
No.
Are the production rooms all closed?
Yeah, you can't go into the prod studio.
Why can't we just
here?
Do it right here?
I don't know, Jim. Why don't you do it right there? I don't know.
You don't want to do it.
You got one commercial break to get it right.
No. We're not doing that song.
All right, we'll do a new one for Monday.
No, I mean, like,
all
during right. a commercial, we can record
we'll
stuff.
We'll do a new one for Monday.
Sunday.
Right.
Sunday.
We'll do it live.
What about Sunday Bloody Sunday? Hello, you too.
We already did.
Oh, we didn't do this. We're never changing this one.
All right, we should go. We'd start with Dolphins radio. Tua checked into his first NFL game in the fourth quarter of yesterday's Dolphins blowout win over the Jets.
How'd it
finally,
go?
Tua time. Here we go. Let's listen to it on the Sounds of Sunday.
Here comes Tua.
And here comes Tua.
Well, I just opened the window in this press box. I want to feel the greeting for my man, Tua.
Number 78. 78 for Port Elizabeth. 78.
So with 2:27 left in the fourth quarter, and the Dolphins up 24-0, the Tua Tagovailoa era begins.
And everybody here that's a Dolphin fan is standing and clapping, including us.
Okay, first of all, you can't. That's Joe Rose and Jimmy Cephalo and Greasy. You can't open windows in Miami. So
well, you've never
news
been
right
in the,
there.
Have you been
on.
In the home radio?
You've
booth?
Never been in the home radio.
They're right
booth.
Next to us. They have a worse vantage point than we do. In
they
Miami.
Could be using a different booth because of COVID.
Yeah, I can remember.
Oh,
they might not be in that booth.
What you eating, Jim?
They might be like broccoli? In a. They could be in like a luxury box. So they might be somewhere entirely different.
I like our box. I don't want to move. Just keep me in my box.
Just keep it clean, okay? Been a little bit of
Jim,
a problem there.
Jim, impeccable yesterday.
The janitorial staff at Gillette Stadium has made note of your messes.
At spot clean
zero
yesterday.
Mess.
Okay,
zero
good.
Mess.
Good. I'm glad
proud
you
of myself.
Fix that. It's good.
All right, let's go with three calls from Titans Radio here. First one, 94-yard touchdown run by Derrick Henry.
Oh, I would have lost my mind.
Oh, this man. He's bad man.
This guy's bad. Bad. It's good.
Oh, he's so
it's
good, man.
He's so damn good.
Looking for some room. Finds it. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, wow! 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, 94 yards. Touchdown, Titans! He is the baddest man in the NFL.
I just said
and
that.
He just took her to the house.
That's a pretty good call.
I just said that.
A pretty good call.
He was thinking about it. He was thinking about it when he was doing 40, 45, 50. Save myself. 45, 40, 35, 30.
What?
He was That's thinking about it.
Mike Keith is his name.
Mike was saving it. Do you know Mike Keith? He's his, you know his twin is? His doppelganger?
No.
Gary Tanguay. Look the guy up. Mike Keith.
I see it. I see it a little bit.
He's Tanguay. And he wears the glasses like Tanguay, the little square ones.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a Tanguay look to him.
He's got a Tanguay look. I said, hi, Gary.
All right, I'll tell you what, though. I enjoy his calls on the Titans Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
He got it. Yep.
We also have A.J. Brown's game-tying touchdown late in the fourth.
Tannehill throws the fade, left corner for Brown. He caught it. Touchdown, Titans! A.J. Brown beats Roby. Yes!
Just curious, anyone know when A.J. Brown was drafted, what year he was taken?
Yes!
I do, yes.
What year was he drafted?
I don't know.
So?
He was drafted last year, but he's drafted ahead of Nikhil.
But last year. No, he wasn't.
No, only Marquise Brown was
Marquise Brown is the only one drafted. A.J. Brown was drafted after him.
Okay.
Like a whole round later.
I was thinking Hollywood Brown.
You had me confused. I'm like, did I get this wrong?
No, I was thinking Hollywood Brown.
I thought I got it wrong.
It's on me.
How dare you?
It's on me.
Did Zoe get it wrong?
Yes! I started second guessing myself.
There are so many.
I'm like, wait, what?
There's so many and we lose track.
Yes!
Who would you rather have right now, A.J. Brown or Nikhil Harry? Yes!
Well, that doesn't work. He doesn't say either one of those
names. I'd rather have A.J. Brown. Touchdown, Titans! Yes!
Okay, there we go. And then Derrick Henry's game winner in overtime. Continuing to be a bad, bad man.
Tannehill is wide to the left. Henry is in the gun.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
Good. It's the King Cat. Henry, the running.
King Cat.
Big Cat.
Oh, I like that.
Big Cat Chase.
The King Cat.
Big Bear.
Love it.
Bear, kitty, kitty.
Did you call him King Cat?
Okay.
Okay.
It's the King Cat. Henry, running to the left, into the end zone. Touchdown, Titan. Yo! Titan win! 42-36 as Arthur Smith. For the final 5 yards and the victory. And the Texans stunned. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Good call.
Excellent.
Good for those guys.
Tommy, I want you to go sell these cigarettes with this young man. What's his name?
Henry.
Henry. Okay.
Great job.
All right, moving on. Patriots Radio. Pregame. We'll talk about Vic Fangio with Bob Soucy.
Fangio?
Yes, he had some Fangio commentary.
I want Bob to put his, you know, his Soucy touch on it. Vic Fangio, head coach.
Well, the guy named Soucy should know, right?
Yeah, well, that tells you all you need to know, though, Chris, because my family screwed it up after they came off the boat. And in Ellis Island, they made it Soucy instead of Sochi.
I was going to say, shouldn't it be Sochi?
In the old country.
Yeah, that's a great point. It probably wasn't their fault, though. My family's similar thing. Like, you get, you know, once you got there, I think they just Americanized all the names, no matter what you told them.
Well, in fact, they lost an O somewhere in the transition in the paperwork. It was Sochi-O, from what I understand. So an O got lopped off there as well.
I like that. You should go with that, Bob.
Bob Sochi-O.
I'm going to use that when I introduce
you. You can call him that anytime you want now.
Start over my voice of Patriots, my play-by-play partner. Here is Bob Sochi-O. The Bubba says,
Now you're adding it.
Now you're just making crap up.
Spaghettio.
Socio. Socio. Bob Socio.
Bobby Pasta Socio.
So,
Roberto.
Zoe did not get a chance to, let go with his NFL things. Life.
Foxborough.
CBS.
But that didn't stop him from dropping in another reference from something that happened on the show earlier in the week.
Chubb is unblockable right now. He is absolutely chupacabraing your offensive line right now.
Remember watching Bill Belichick.
Socio just steamrolled right over you.
I don't think he knows what the chupacabra is.
Well, I don't know what it means to chupacabra an offensive line.
How do you use that
either
as a verb?
You grabble him up.
Grabble?
What do you think? What do you think a chupacabra would do? If you took a chupacabra and you brought him off the edge in a nine technique, what the hell do you think he would do to one side of your offensive line?
Why don't you ask T-Bone? Because I texted
he'd
him.
He'd probably take his claws and slice one of the heads off. Then he'd bite one of the other ones and then kick it, and then he'd go after the quarterback.
I texted T-Bone an artist rendering of a chupacabra over the weekend. He was stunned. He thought a chupacabra was a fish. That's what he told me.
He's such a moron.
What? Come on. That's not necessary.
He never said that.
He did. You want to see it?
You think it's a fish?
He did. He knows. Jesus. He knows it's not now. All right. We talked about this earlier. The music at Gillette Stadium yesterday.
Wow.
He drilled that field goal right down the pipe.
No again doubt about this one.
52.
It's like we have dueling rock DJs auditioning as to who could play the most deep track song you could find on a rock album. Yeah, create that juice environment.
I believe it was the first 2 minute break of the game when the Broncos drive down to get a field goal, and then for the full 2 minutes we get you look at the sideline, the players just stand around like,
what is going on?
We just stop this.
Not one you'd expect to hear at a football game.
You don't expect to hear it anyway.
That was apparently the Ultimate Warriors theme that was playing.
And the week before the last home game, or whatever, however long it was ago, dropping like Snoop and Rage out there. They were playing Bounce. You remember that old track, Beal?
Yeah.
That's an old one. And, I mean, there's Ministry, and there's all this cool stuff. You can go rock, but mix in a little flavor.
The pregame's an artistic, it's an artistic rendering.
What?
The pregame, like the buildup. Yeah. It's like...
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of thought to it.
Where'd that one come from? I haven't heard that one. Oh, yeah.
No. And then finally, there was a use of a phrase in a game, in game by Zoe. I heard this. I didn't think he misused it. I heard it as it happened.
Short drop and a quick throw left. Caught by the tight end Izzo. Runs across the 35. And with a hard hit coming in, Josie Jewell drives him backward. There was a defender grabbing the shirt tail of Izzo to slow him up.
He's hurt now,
and
too.
He's banged up on the play.
Standing upright, and he got Rickrolled.
Oh, my God. I guess you did, yeah.
He got Rickrolled.
I was expecting that song to be dropped. That would, had that song been played yesterday, it would have been an improvement.
Better than Ballroom Blitz.
Supposedly during the CBS broadcast of the Jets game, they went to break and they had a gay song they played. These eyes. I cried. These eyes are never going to fail. That's pretty good. That's trolling.
Oh, yeah. That's subtle. All right. That's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Excellent. Good stuff this week.
Excellent. Were you looking for Rolled Up, though? He got Rolled Up?
I got Rick Rolled.
No, he got Rick Rolled.
Now I want to hear
Steve Rolled.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.